little bit later. Looking forward to this, The Return, the first time this year. We'll have caught up with Andy Mossack. It's time to ask that question again. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? I've no idea, and we're not paying for it, before you ask. But I do have two clues, right? Two clues, and the first clue coming up round about 10:30. And if you can help me out, I'd love to know. We've got to get the fella on himself about an hour from now, and we'll have a chat about this particular place where he is. The full travel log experience, and I'm sure he'll be sharing photos on the Facebook page. He's always on there, spamming us, facebook.com/latenightrussell. We got a half hour of power. Well, I never. You know we never dance with football on this program, do you? Football is what keeps us off air. Never the twain shall meet. So, we'll do the sit-down till about 11 o'clock, of course, and then about just over half an hour, we're going to be catching up with this fella, Andy Mossack. Where in the world is he for this time? Our roving travel reporter. Now, I don't know where he is, but I have got a clue here, so hopefully this will do it for you. Usual numbers if you think you can help me out with it. Clue is as follows. I am back in the mountains this week, in a region which has changed owners many times over the years, but thanks to Napoleon, is now firmly in the hands of just one country. Dominated by the tallest mountain in Europe, it contains many world-famous ski resorts, thanks to British mountaineers in the 1800s, whose heroic exploits kicked off the tourist industry here. So if you know you're skiing, you should know where he is. 81333. Russ at the start of your text. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Back in the mountains, this week in a region, changed owners many times, but thanks to Napoleon, it's firmly in the hands of one country. Dominated by the tallest mountain in Europe and ski resorts. So I'm mulling this over from Andy Mossack. I'm leaning towards France, that's where I'm going for it. Not too much of a educated leap, really, is it? Back in the mountains, thanks to Napoleon, firmly in the hands of one country, dominated by the tallest mountain in Europe. There is another clue, and I'll give you that just after the 11 o'clock news. Another clue with some food items in it. So maybe you might know. It's, I don't know, 81333. See, I'm not into skiing. I don't know any of the resorts. I don't know, because it's, you know, that's a fashionable thing to do, and I'm not exactly fashionable. Graham, hiya, Graham. Andy's in Mont Blanc in Switzerland. It might be. It is around the area, isn't it? It is around there. I mean, maybe the second clue might help you out for it, but 81333. Promised the second clue for where in the world is Andy Mossack, so you can put your thinking cap on for this. So we know it's dominated by the tallest mountain in Europe. There is a food connection too, as not only can you find such delicious dishes as tartiflette, raclette and fondues using the local Reblochon cheese, but the region has the same name as a particular type of cabbage. 81333 and Russ, start your message. So, we've got a good couple of tunes. I'll finish up the Situation soundtrack, and then we'll have the man himself on, Andy Mossack, within the next half hour. Do you know what? I have missed this fella. I have really missed this fella. I'm trying to think when the last time we had him on the old Opus was, really. I'm sure it's been around, don't know, about a month now, maybe a month and a half. It's been too long. Anyway, I think where we left him, he was in Jerusalem, I believe, last time we spoke to him. And we have the two clues for it, so it's time to say hello and a good evening to Andy Mossack. Hi, Andy.
Hey, good evening, matey. How are you?
Yeah, I'm absolutely fine. May I just say, even now, the 21st of January, a happy new year to you.
Yes, same to you, mate. Same to you. It's good to be back in the saddle.
I can imagine it is. Now, we have these clues, and you were doing so well being cryptic and mysterious, Andy. And then you said the region has the same name as a particular type of cabbage.
Yeah.
And that kind of pushed us. So I take it we're in the Savoy area of the Alps.
We are. We are in the Savoy or Savoie Mont Blanc area. So it's the Savoie Mont Blanc in the French Alps.
the Savoie.
I think everyone who sort of said Mont Blanc, Val d'Isère agreed as well. They've got some fantastic ski resorts, like some listeners said, Val d'Isère, Chamonix, and Courchevel. Yeah. And just to give you an idea, it's a massive region, actually. It's two-thirds of the French Alps. So it kind of goes from Lake Geneva, where Evian is, that wonderful, the water, down to Chartreuse and possibly almost down by the border of Italy, by Turin. So it's a big area, big old area. And it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
So plenty of people. We were in the right area then. We've gone right into the zone. There's plenty of resorts. Where exactly are you then in amongst all this collection of fabulousness?
Well, I'm actually in a wonderful little village called Samoan, which is about an hour from Chamonix. I was in Chamonix originally a couple of days ago, and they're celebrating 150 years of the golden age of mountaineering, which is interesting to see in the least, but it's those early British pioneers. You know, it's not often that the French can actually thank the English for many things, but they've actually owe us a big thank you, because these guys came over here in 1865 and conquered Mont Blanc. I mean, you can imagine, can't you? These guys came over and they were all quite well-to-do. They were doctors and surgeons and all kinds of, interesting guys. And they came over here with practically no equipment and conquered Mont Blanc. It was quite an extraordinary story, really. And they kicked off this sort of gold rush to come and visit these magnificent mountains. And one of the guys, a gentleman, he penned a wonderful, wonderful line. He called them cathedrals in the sky, which I think is wonderful, actually.
Well, that's a very famous turn of phrase, isn't it, though?
Yeah, John Ruskin was the guy. And it's a magnificent line, because it really does describe these things marvellously. And you said before, I know you said you're not a skier, and actually I gave up. Well, I'm not really a skier either, to be honest. Too many years of football injuries. Knees are no good anymore. So I don't do any skiing, but there's lots and lots of other things to do and lots of fun. Mont Blanc itself is, it's 15,000 feet high. And it is now possible to get within, 1,000 metres, 3,000 feet of Mont Blanc summit. They've got a facility which they built, and it's called the Aiguille du Midi. And it's a facility kind of about 12,000 feet up. And you get two cable cars and a lift, and you come out on top of the world. I mean, it comes out onto this platform.
Two cable cars and a lift. So It's the highest a lazy person can go in the world, exactly. One presumes then, right?
It is, yeah. And you come out and you have to walk quite slowly and breathe quite deeply, because there's not a lot of oxygen up there. And you walk around and you are literally on top of the world. I was fantastic. I mean, I was way above the cloud base, and it is quite an amazing sight. I got a little bit emotional, I have to say. And they have this glass box. They call it stepping into the void.
Oh, now I'm feeling sick already, Andy. I'm feeling sick already. Let me guess. It's hanging over the edge, is it?
It is. It is. And I'm going to post a photo of me standing on this void. It really is quite incredible. Wow. You're hanging in midair, 12,000 feet up. So it's pretty breathtaking stuff.
So hang on. You go up there, right? And you. I imagine there's a few of you have made the trip up, and you walk out onto this. Now, anybody in your party? I mean, were you the only person who went out onto that, or did anybody refuse to go out onto that? Was anybody crying?
I must say, there is there's sort of zigzag lines in their busy periods, so you could wait for sort of 30 minutes just to do this thing. But it is one of those extraordinary things, and I was a bit lucky because it was a bit empty. I think this week, for some reason, it's one of those sort of slack periods for some reason. So I was dead lucky. And the lady I was with was saying to me, this is incredible. The visibility is brilliant. And look at this. We've got all this. We've got this to ourselves. So it was great.
Wow.
And then I had another adventure, mate. I had another adventure.
How many adventures does one man need, Andy?
I packed it. I pack in. I'm hardcore. So I'm snowshoeing. You know these things where you put a couple of tennis rackets on your feet? Right? And you're walking across the snow. And I'm with this guy, this French chap called Silver. He's a really lovely fella. And he's taking me. He sounds just like David Ginola. Right. And he's chatting away to me. And he just drops in just like this, in the middle of a slice of snow on the side of a mountain. He says, "Oh, you know that opening sequence in James Bond, The World Is Not Enough?" He said, "But all those skiers are bombing down the mountain." He said, "Yeah. I was one of those. He said, "They shot it here." He was in a Bond film. And I said, "You don't tell me you were James Bond." He said, "I was." He says, "I was James Bond. But, you know, only for 2 minutes."
Only for 2 minutes. But that's probably the proudest 2 minutes of his life.
Incredible, eh?
Wow. Yeah. So not only that, you went snowshoeing with James Bond, as well as everything else that you've done, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's not bad, is it?
That's not bad. Listen, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a quick tune. We're going to have Elvis and the Royal Philharmonic, and then we'll get back and we'll talk about lots of, because you mentioned quite a bit of cheese, frankly, in your clues. So obviously that drew me in and I want to find out more, which we'll do in a couple of minutes. There'll be more from Andy Mossack soon. Burning Love here at the Late Show of the BBC in our part of the world. And we're here, and Andy Mossack is, he's in Mont Blanc. He's taken a step out onto a glass floor, and he's... we didn't know, actually, if he could see his house from the top of there, which is always the thing that leaps through. Now, you mentioned in your clues, Andy, tartiflette.
Yes.
Raclette, reblochon cheese, fondue.
Yes.
Let's say we've been out in the day. We've had lungfuls of the freshest air it's possible to get in the world.
That's right.
And it's given us an appetite, and we need some sleep. So where's good to stay? What's good to eat? And how reasonable is it to get by?
Okay, mate. Well, there I was gasping for something. So... I came back. I mean, as I said, I'm in San Juan now, this lovely little village. And I'm in this beautiful, small, but perfectly formed place called Villa Rose. And I said to them, "Where can I go for the best raclette?" And they, first of all, they gave me a nice glass of the local Savoy Red, because they do a nice wine around these parts. Yeah. And they said, have a glug of this, and then go down the road, second on the left, and they do this raclette that is to die for. And raclette, I don't know if you've ever had it, but it's basically a slab of melted cheese.
It's a whole world of bad, isn't it, really?
It's you slice off layers of it as it melts, and you spread it on crusty French bread, right? And it's basically goes straight to the arteries, yeah. Yeah, it's fabulous. And tartiflette is... Similarly, lots of calories, sliced potatoes, smoked cheese this time, and onions and cream. Oh, man alive.
And was it obviously it was delicious then?
Absolutely fantastic, yeah.
All like scratch made, all made from scratch?
Yeah, raclette cheese is made here. I mean, it's like, it's right off the mountain. So it's fabulous. And all of these cheeses, hard cheeses, are mountain cheeses, because these cows are sacred up here. So beautiful, beautiful stuff. And I just think when it's cold and you're doing a lot of walking and running and flying and zip lining and all these other things you're doing apart from the skiing, you need to get your calories there, mate. So that's what we do.
Now, and, reasonably priced as well.
Listen, yeah, I mean, it is France, so, it's a euro. And when you do skiing, you get a ski pass, and it's about 275 euros. So that's about, 230 quid for the week. Mm-hmm. And that gets you in all five resorts around the area here. So, if you're into skiing or lots of sort of mountain fun, it's worth an investment. And you can hire all the equipment. And you get into here from Geneva, so you can fly to Geneva or Lyon using Swiss Airlines or the usual low-cost carriers, and then it's only an hour's drive away. So it's really quick to get here, to be honest. I must say, I'm a big fan of this whole area. It's a fabulous thing to do. And the weather's pretty good, too.
I was going to say, what's left on the to-do list? No, because you've already skied, snowshoed with James Bond, Andy.
Yeah, what could beat that, eh? I'm hoping to do a bit of zip lining tomorrow. Mrs. M is up here with me. Can you believe that? Right. I dragged her out.
So the good lady wife is... Are you going to send her down the zip line as well?
Oh, she's going first, of course, just to test it. It's okay.
Just to test, just to make sure it's all safe. That's, yeah, of course absolutely. You are. Yeah, that's fine. And if she hears that, you're in big trouble. So
she makes it the other side, then I'll go after her too.
So you're going ziplining. So it's a fairly action-packed trip you're on this then, yeah?
It's got to. You've got to be done, isn't it? It's, you know, if you don't ski like I don't do anymore, there's plenty of stuff to do. A bit of biking. I might do a bit of biking with those fat tires that they've got that go over the snow.
Ooh, nice.
Lots of fun, yeah. Yeah, it is good. It is good, and I highly recommend it if you like a bit of outdoor activity.
Now, if I end up seeing a picture of you on Facebook, right, where you have skied off the edge of a mountain before being saved by a Union Jack parachute, I'll know you've had the time of your life. I know you've really lived in your Bond dream, Andy.
I might need a few more of those glasses of red before I do that.
Yeah, well, why not? When in Rome, as the old phrase goes. Listen, mate, fabulous to talk to you. And when is it you're flying home?
Sunday.
Sunday, so, eh?
Days to do it, yeah.
Two more days in the lap of luxury. I wish we could job swap. You have a fantastic time, Andy, and nice to talk to you, mate, and we'll catch up again soon.
How about Can the Clan? Any good?
Yeah, Can the Clan? There's a euro for you. That should get you at least about an eighth of a pint, probably.
A bientôt.
Au revoir, monsieur. So there he goes, Andy Mossack. Sounds like he was in a really fabulous place. Walking out over to the glass shelf and looking down thousands of feet. What a life, eh? Whoa! Awesome. So there he is. We'll be catching up again with Andy. And keep your eyes peeled. Facebook.com/LateNightRussell. Keep your eyes peeled there over the weekend. I'm sure Andy will be putting that photo up that he promised us of him on this glass floor. I don't think I could go on it. Then again, I am a big wuss, aren't I, really? Right then.